Together, Sobel and Evans played men off against one another, granting a privilege here, denying one there. Anyone who has ever been in the Army knows the type. Sobel was the classic chicken shit. He generated maximum anxiety over matters of minimum significance. Paul Fussell, in his book Wartime, has the best definition. Chicken shit refers to behavior that makes military life worse than it need be. Petty harassment of the weak by the strong. Open scrimmage for power and authority and prestige. Sadism thinly disguised as necessary discipline. A constant paying off of old scores. And insistence on the letter rather than the spirit of ordinances. Chicken shit is so called, instead of horse or bull or elephant shit, because it is small-minded and ignoble and takes the trivial seriously. Sobel had the authority over the men. Lieutenant Winters had their respect. The two men were bound to clash. No one ever said so directly. Not everyone in Easy recognized what was happening, and Winters did not want it that way. But they were in competition to be the leader. Sobel's resentment of Winters began during the first week at Tekoa. Winters was leading the company in calisthenics. He was up on a stand, demonstrating, helping the fellas get through the exercise. These boys, they were sharp, and I had their complete attention. Colonel Sink walked past. He stopped to watch. When Winters finished, Sink walked up to him. "Lieutenant," he asked, "how many times has this company had calisthenics?" "Three times, sir," Winters replied. "Thank you very much," Sink said. A few days later, without consulting Sobel, he promoted Winters to first lieutenant. For Sobel, Winters was a marked man from that day. The CO gave the platoon leader every dirty job that he could find, such as latrine inspection or serving as mess officer. Paul Fussell wrote, "Chicken shit can be recognized instantly because it never has anything to do with winning the war." Winters disagreed. He believed that at least some of what Sobel was doing, if not the way he was doing it, was necessary. If Easy ran farther and faster than the other companies, if it stayed on the parade ground longer, if its bayonet drills were punctuated by, "The Japs are gonna get you!" and other exhortations, why then, it would be a better company than the others. What Winters objected to, beyond the pettiness and arbitrary methods, was Sobel's lack of judgment.